You're listening to C101.5 FM, The Hawk, from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario. Hamilton's alternative.
Days can be sunny with never a sigh. Don't need what money can buy. Birds in the trees sing their day full of song. Why shouldn't we sing along? I'm chipper all the day. Happy with my lot. How do I get that way? Well, look at what I've got.
Good evening. You are listening to Center Stage, a celebration of musicals from both the stage and screen, with your host, Lila Miklosh, on 101.5 The Hawk. Tonight's featured album is My Standards from Broadway star Janet DeCall from Ghostlight Records. Janet DeCall, a Los Angeles native, has an extensive career in music and theater. Her musical influences range in genres, finding inspiration from the likes of Sarah Vaughan to Cecilia Cruz. Her music career began under the wing of Grammy Award-winning artist Gloria Estefan, recording background vocals on a number of her albums. She has starred in several Broadway productions, most recently Prince of Broadway, directed by the one and only Hal Prince. Janet starred in the Tony and Grammy Award-winning hit In the Heights, after having originated the role of Carla in the original off-Broadway and Broadway productions, for which she received a Drama Desk Award. She took over the title role of Nina Rosario. She then starred as Alice in Frank Wildhorn's musical Wonderland. She appears on the original cast recordings of all three musicals. She was starring in the national tour of the Tony Award-winning musical The Band's Visit before live theater was put on hold due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tell me something I don't know.
Bueno,
you're joking.
Okay.
Just wanted to see what you'd say.
Tell me something I don't know.
I don't care.
Ay, bendito.
So, Nina, I hear you've been talking to Benny. And what do you hear?
I hear plenty.
They say he's got quite a big taxi.
No me diga.
Okay. I don't want to know where you heard all that.
I don't think I know what you mean.
Habla, packing a stretch limousine.
Tell me something I don't know.
As long as he keeps it clean.
Ay, Dios mío.
Nina, seriously, we knew you'd be the one to make it out.
I bet you impressed them.
I dropped out.
No me diga.
I should go.
Well, that's a cheery piece of news.
That girl never quit anything.
What the hell happened?
I don't know. I don't know.
You're listening to Center Stage, a celebration of musicals from both the stage and screen. I'm your host, Lila Miklos, here on 101.5 The Hawk. And on the phone with me now is Janet DeCall, whose brand new recording, My Standards, is now out on all digital platforms. Fans of Broadway will know her from In the Heights. And she was going to be doing a tour of the band's visit, which is it's on hold right now, as so many things in this world are on hold right now. But first, I want to talk with Janet about her album, My Standards. So congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
So what was the inspiration for this particular album?
Well, this album was a big part project for me. It was conceptualized around 2015. I was living in Los Angeles at the time and was sort of artistically depleted. This was born out of a time where I really felt like I needed to sort of push outside of the box of how I knew to be creative. I am an avid jazz fan as well as a huge Cuban music aficionado. So in my mind, these two worlds musically just really worked together. And I have a friend, Carlos Jose Alvarez, who was the primary arranger on this album, who basically felt like he was inside my head and was able to create most of the arrangements that I heard. And so we got to work. My parents are Cuban, and with me being American, it just felt like the right fit.
I have to say the recordings are a lot of fun. A standard comes on, and it starts off, you know, like, oh, very nice. And then boom, 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 we start getting some Latin beats in there, and it has a whole new flavor and feeling to it. It's lots of fun to listen to.
Thank you. Yeah, and that was definitely something that I wanted to bring to the standards, is my take on the standards, which is why the title is so fitting. They're my standards.
Be true to me. You're listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario. It's giving me a
heart attack. You were in the award-winning In the Heights, which was supposed to be coming out in theaters. And again, it's on hold right now. But that experience, what a ride to be a part of that show. Can you share a little bit of that experience with our listeners?
Sure. So the very first audition that I went on as a very new actor in New York City was for the reading of a musical by this kid named Lin-Manuel Miranda, who had just graduated from Wesleyan and was looking for Latin actors to put up his reading of his musical. So I joined In the Heights very early on, before it was anything at all, anything more than just a couple of songs and a book. And that was back in 2002. And I was lucky enough to stay with the show basically throughout its entirety up through the Broadway run. I consider that troupe of actors my family. We were able to experience something really beautiful together. That show changed my life. It has offered me lifelong friendships, and it's something that I will always be grateful for. And yes, we have the movie coming out, and we're so excited that at some point in the future, more of the world will be exposed to this story. I know there have been some changes to the script. It was adapted for film, but the core of the story is basically the same. And yes, this music is so moving and so beautiful, and it'll be really, really nice to have this represented up on the big screen.
Magic night.
then you went on to star as Alice in Frank Wildhorn's Wonderland, another cast recording that we have featured on the show. What was that experience like?
Yeah, playing Alice was really, really fun. It was my first lead principal role in a musical on Broadway, so it was a huge learning curve for me. I was exposed to what it's like to sort of navigate this sort of big ship. You know, the music, again, in that show is so beautiful, and it was a really lovely experience as an actor to learn to sort of lead a show as well as be part of that really talented ensemble.
We move too fast. We miss so much. We seldom see all the miracles in front of us. A warm embrace, a human touch, and so it goes. I race around, search high and low for the truth I used to know. When there was magic to be found, 'cause finding a wonderland is taking time to see. The child within who's always been there smiling back at me. So when I close my eyes, I just remember and I can't help it's not too late. Here in my pride, hearts cannot break in the story's nick of time. A happy ending, a perfect rhyme. 'Cause finding wonderland is finding who you are. The child within who's always been there like a shining star. So when I close my eyes, I see forever and I keep on finding.
Give a shout out to another fantastic production you were a part of, which was Prince of Broadway, and another fabulous recording that we've played on the show. That must have been absolutely thrilling to be a part of that, to get to sing some of the greatest songs from some of the greatest musicals from the Broadway canon.
Yeah, absolutely. And just being a part of how Prince's legacy is only at the very, very end, getting to know him. And again, like you said, sing those songs that really changed the face of musical theater. He was such a titan in our industry. And the most wonderful part of that experience was actually hearing Hal tell the stories from his very own words.
Mm.
We would sit around in rehearsal, like, kids in a candy shop, just, you know, soaking it all in. And he would reminisce about the times when, and, you know, those are the kinds of things that you'll never forget. And to be able to know him and experience his brilliance firsthand was really, really something else. I've never met anyone with more passion and love for the theater. And at 91, he was just a whip. He would come to the theater almost every day. He would announce himself on the PA when he got there, and he would say, "The prince is in the building." And then he would come up 6 flights of stairs. All the women were in one dressing room, and he would sit there, and he would, you know, make sure we were okay. He just loved it so, so much, and really inspiring to see and to be around.
You know, Clark Kent, you could be an attractive man with a little push in the right direction. Haircut, simply terrible. Necktie, the worst. Bearing, just unbearable. What to tackle first? Still, you've got possibilities, though you're horribly square. I see possibilities underneath. There's something there.
Cindy, I'm just Clark Kent. You see me around for years.
Collar, your Peoria, that hat. Oh no, I'm not Queen Victoria. This suit has to go. Still, you've got possibilities. Let us give it a try. I see possibilities, maybe more than meets the eye. Have you ever considered contact lenses?
No.
Yet you won't be shy when I get through. Come on and roar, you tiger, you. Somewhere way down deep in there's life. No doubt it's just been asleep and you let me bring it out. See, you've got possibilities, maybe even a lot. Red hot possibilities. Why be shy and ill at ease? I see possibilities.
This is The Hawk, 101.5 FM, Hamilton's alternative.
Such a new thing, fever star. wine or Julian, baby, you're my flame. Now give it fever when we kiss it, people with the flaming youth. Fever, I'm on fire. Fever, yeah, I burn myself. Whoa. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said,
and then outside of Broadway, you have performed with some of the biggest talents out there. So you had a recording career working with Gloria Estefan and also Ricky Martin and Shakira and Jennifer Lopez and Marc Anthony. Talk to us about Gloria, because we just played the musical based on her life not too long ago on the show, which was a lovely recording.
Yeah, so I lived in Miami for quite some time, funny story, and I actually worked at Gloria and Emilio Estefan's recording studio. I started off there as a receptionist, and, you know, my big idea was to be discovered in the hallways of that recording studio, so I would sing musical theater songs in a hallway that had the best acoustics you could imagine. And one day I was there during the time when all of these Latin artists were crossing over to the American market. So Ricky Martin made his big Grammy debut where Madonna fell in love with him. Shortly after, Shakira was crossing over to the American market. All of these artists, Jennifer Lopez recorded her first album there on the 6th. And I was in the building when all of this was happening. I started as a receptionist. Yeah. And I would greet all of these people as they came in, and they would be there in and out, I mean, almost 24 hours a day recording their music. And one day, one of the producers asked me, heard my hallway performance, and asked me to come into one of the studios and see if I wanted to learn what it was like to record background vocals. And little by little, I started recording background vocals for all of these demos. Eventually I went on tour with a couple of Latin artists. So it was a really interesting, I mean, I learned so, so much during my time there, not only about the music industry, but my voice and its quality and what it was like to record in a studio and how that's different than performing live. So, and then again, to be around all of these masters was just, as a young adult, was just the most exciting, thrilling thing.
So dreams can come true if you sing show tunes in the hallway where you're working as a receptionist.
Yes, that's right. Just sing a little wrench, sing about splitting your wrists in the bathroom, and somebody will listen.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
us 10 seconds.
From the top of Hamilton's escarpment, 101.5 The Hawk.
On the road doing concerts with the Estevans and so on, compared to being on the road doing Broadway shows, what's the difference between those sort of that space that you're in?
Well, you know, as a performer in a band, there's such electricity in the audience. Everybody knows the music. They're there to have a good time. It's just a big party. So it's a different experience as a performer just because of the nature of the kind of work you're doing. I mean, that compared to playing Dina in the band visit, it's this lovely, gentle story about human connection. And it's a very quiet show, but a very, I think, poignant show. And so the audiences are very attentive and tuned in a very different way. So I would say that those are the big differences. Ultimately, you feel that same sort of electricity going back and forth between an audience and a performer, which is the most exciting, that communion and that conversation that happens, whether it's loud or it's very quiet, is what I feel makes performing so exciting.
Take me where the drums will wake me. Take me where the big game. When they begin, the begin, it brings back the sound of music so tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more under the stars, and down by the shore an orchestra's playing, and even the bones seem to be swaying when they begin the beginning. Again is past all endeavors, except when that tune clutches my heart. Clouds came along to disperse the joys we had tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean.
Now, two of the songs that you have on your new album, My Standards, Orange Colored Sky and Moon Dance, feature singers singing with you. Can you tell us a little about the two people joining you on vocals on your album?
Oh, yeah. So, Moon Dance, I'm accompanied by the wonderful Javier Muñoz. He was kind enough to share that song with me. I love Javi so much. We met during In the Heights. And, you know, he went on to replace Lynn as Hamilton. And I just thought that he would be perfect on that track. And, boy, did he kill it. It was really fun to record with him and to be in the same environment making music again. So that was really wonderful. And on Orange Colored Sky, I decided to feature my now 15-year-old niece, Olivia DeCall. She is one of the most talented young people I think I've ever met. She's actually mostly a jazz singer, and she's studying music. She lives in Australia, and I just thought it would be how beautiful to share music with this young talent in my family who is a huge music lover and an artist in her own right. You know, my mom says that's her favorite track of the whole album because she gets to hear both her daughter and granddaughter in one sitting.
Well, before I let you go, Janet, I think I need you to pick one song from your CD to sort of set up for our listening audience and tell us a little bit about the song, and then we'll play it before we say goodbye.
Oh, excellent. Yes, so I would love for you to take a listen to My Funny Valentine. It's a song that everybody knows, but I feel like we've done a really special job of arranging it in a wonderful, different way. Yeah, here's My Funny Valentine.
Thank you, Janet. And if you want to find out more about Janet, you can visit her website, janetdecaul.com, or her Instagram page or Twitter page or Facebook page. And as she mentioned at the top, her album is now available on all platforms via Ghost Life Records. And congratulations, Janet. Thank you so much, and I'm wishing you much success. And I'm wishing some happiness for all of my friends in the theater arts world. I'm looking forward to seeing live theater on stage again soon.
You
For listening to Setter Stage on 101.5 FM. If you want to stay up to date with what's happening on the show, you can always join the Center Stage with Lila McLoche on 101.5 FM The Hawk Facebook fan page, or follow me on Twitter at Lila McLoche, or on Instagram at @TheReal_LilaMcLoche. A big huge thank you to Janet DeCall for her delightful interview. Make sure you buy and download her album, My Standards. Along with playing songs from her debut album, we also played songs from Broadway shows she starred in The Heights, Wonderland, and Prince of Broadway, along with some Gloria Estefan. Catch me again next Sunday from 6 to 7 p.m. Until then, stay safe and keep well.
Across the Steel City. This is 101.5 The Hawk.